Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Sponsored by Ghostalware.
And now, it's Dads, Lads and Kebabs.
Achoo!
Oh! Mickey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Hello.
What a week.
What are we doing, Niall? Dads, lads, and kebabs.
What is this again? Oh, it's podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Okay, good evening. Welcome to the show, Dads, Lads, and Kebabs. Another show, another week. What a mysterious week. Oh my God. It's all going on. It's all
out. It is.
You know?
Busy, busy.
Submarines sinking and all sorts of stuff. What a palaver that is. We'll get down to that in a minute.
We will do.
Oh,
yes.
Mickey.
Yes.
I'm old, man.
Why are you old, Niall?
Oh, don't. I had a right mare. I had a fucking mare, mate. Look, I'm having a beer, for Christ's sake. I've had a right mare.
I'm cheap. I got no money.
Okay. Well, we'll just...
Orange fake Fanta.
I'll just have water, then. I've got a load of drinks around me.
So send me some Prime, now.
Bullshit sugar drink. Mate, honestly, right, so I'm old. So I had a right mare today.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know. Thought it'd be a nice day off, and what did I do? So I treated myself for my birthday. I thought, you know what, a little bit of cardio. I'll see if I can still skate. See if I can still skateboard. Turns out, my bottle's gone. I went to the skate park. I was like, oh, they've got a bowl there. People don't know what a bowl is if you're not a skater, but they've got a bowl.
Is that the big thing that you go down and come up the other side? Yeah, it looks like a bowl, basically.
Yeah, it's a bowl.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they got a vert ramp. I was thinking, oh, I used to be into all that. My bottle used to be full of bottle. Turns out, I just stood there and I thought, well, I'm 31 now. I had a little skate. I had a little skate around, you know. A few little tricks. My knees did still just have that hacket. And then I was like, right, well, I'm going to this bowl. Mate, 20 seconds. 20 seconds. I was in this bowl. My lungs were dying. I wouldn't, you know. I was thinking, oh, I'll drop the big ramp. My body was like, no, you shouldn't be doing that. You should not be doing that at your age. That was it. I was there. I was there half an hour and left. Empty skate park to myself. Dream come true. Once upon a time. That was it. I thought I got a new skateboard. Spent quite a bit of money on this new skateboard.
Did you have like a tiger on the bottom of it? Tiger picture. Do you remember them skateboards you used to get? You probably weren't alive when I had mine. But yeah, I used to have a skateboard and it had like a tiger print on the bottom. I fucking love that.
Okay.
Yeah, and used to get patterns on them. That you must be talking around the 90s, around maybe 85 to 90. No, I wasn't six when I was on a skateboard, surely. Yeah, maybe. Six or seven. Yeah, about 88, something like that. 1988, they had skateboards out. Were you born then?
I was still in my father's testicles then, you know. Waiting for the swimming race. No, honestly. So, yeah. Well, I've been skating since college, since I was about seven.
Yeah.
Since about seven. And I reached my peak probably about 18. Like, I was good, semi-good.
Yeah.
And it just, I stopped. Just obviously stopped for a long time, as you do. You know, you grow out of it. I just, oh, give it a go. Fucking, honestly. It's heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. I was like, that's it, I'm done. I'm physically done. But I'll still skate and I'll ride. You know, I like to ride the pony. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to cruise around the bowl,
yeah,
take it easy. But my body was like, no, your knees can't hack this, bro. And I thought I was pretty fit. I now had a very rude awakening that I realised that I need to up my game. Seriously. Seriously up my game in a lot of aspects, in my health. Massively.
Well, that leads us on to the wonderful world of Mickey. Because I have come to the realisation that I am a fat fuck. Me and too. I am the heaviest I have ever been in my life. 99.85 kilograms.
Okay.
That is shocking and embarrassing. I noticed the other day for some pictures I had, and the top of my belly was round. You know, like you get the fat bit at the bottom. That's what I've normally had. Yeah, that's what I've normally had. I've never had the old man top bit. Well,
you got a veranda over the toy shop.
It's a realization for me, and because I've been having issues, I feel sick and disgusted with myself, and embarrassed, and I feel less confident, and so I started keto today. Yay!
Day one.
Yeah, I weighed myself last night. I did the measurements. Took the pictures. I can shame myself in a couple of months, hopefully, when I'm on Instagram in my pants looking sexy.
We know it only takes you a couple of months as well. Like, we know this might take a little bit longer for you since you're the heaviest you've ever been. For me, it's going to take me. It's going to take me some hard work, and not just physical work, but also mental, of being able to say no.
Oh, I've done that. I've turned lots of chocolate down today. And kebabs and chips and everything. Turned everything down. Do you know what I've eaten today? Is some salami and applewood smoked cheese. That's it. Basically zero carbs. That's why I'm on the sugar free. Because I need my fix. I am going to get some of those cinnamon toothpicks that you went about. They might help. I suppose they haven't got carbs in, have they? Anything like that? No nutritional value, have they? No.
Nothing.
No. So
cedar
wood and cinnamon motherfuckers. Yeah. So yeah, so I will get some of. I will get some of them. Just I'll order them just to help me. But yeah, I'm feeling good this time. I've done it. I've done it twice this year, for like a couple of weeks at a time. Lost about 3 kilo, but my mind was not in it. But seeing these pictures, it's like, wow, I look like I'm about 55-60, and it's not good. And I've noticed my clothes started a bit tighter, and I don't like that. And especially with summer,
you can only blame the tumble dryer for so long.
I don't use the tumble dryer, never do.
There you go.
So yeah,
exactly. Especially with the heat, you feel it more because everything's sticky. So especially with the humidity at the moment, you just feel that everything's sticking to you. Like, for me, like I said, it's never the meals. It's never the meals, because I don't have massive meals. It's the in-between for me. It's the boredom. I'd say it's the ex-smoker in me, partly, as well. That, you know, something's got to be busy. So that's why the toothpicks help, because I can play with them as well as, you know, put them in the mouth.
Keeps you busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What made you get to the point where you're at now? Like, what was it? Was it just a sort of there and then instant thing, or was it over a gradual period of time?
I think when we were talking about the other week about the pins and needles in my left arm and the risk of heart issues, and not that I'm really out of puff, I can climb hills and, you know, I can stamina's quite good. Obviously, I'm on lots of vitamins and that, but I just think I can't be at this weight if it's any sort of little chance that I maybe my body is telling me something, there's an issue with my left arm, and I just can't take that risk. Huh?
How's the arm?
It's not as bad, to be fair. Now and again, but today it's a lot less than it has been for like over a week now, so I'm happy with that. But yeah, I just don't want to have I want to lose timber inside my body as well. Like, I've got one of these scales that tell you all your visceral fat and your body mass and your muscle mass and your water in your bones and all that shit. And it says I'm 48 and I'm 43. So I'm already 5 years older and a few things are in the red. Obviously, BMI is bullshit, so you never believe what BMI anyway, because it's not factually correct.
And that's the thing, right? With diets and training and exercise, you know, you can go two ways with it. You can take it lightly and make the changes in your deficit, for one, and just move more. So eat less, move more, have more protein in your diet. You know, when it comes to movement, it doesn't have to be like, doesn't have to be full out gym 5 days a week, 3 hours at a time, pushing yourself to your limit. It's, you know, it's just doing more than you've done.
Like, yeah.
You know, and do what you enjoy as well. Make it enjoyable, because being on a deficit or a diet doesn't have to be miserable. You know, it doesn't have to be sort of doom and gloom. And also, don't be signing up to every app under the sun and measuring yourself. Like, for you, you take pictures of your progress and you like to weigh yourself weekly, is it?
I took measurements yesterday with a tape measure, the biggest I've ever been on my waist. Like, my waist is 42 and a half inches. I wear 36 trousers, but I don't have my... I'm not Simon Cowell, so, you know, I have them on my hips. But they say anything over 40 inches on your waist is an early sign of possible heart attack, which it may be bullshit, but I don't want to add to that risk and help me become a fact, really. So, or a statistic. So I want to get rid of that. I want to improve myself. I have been improving myself. I've been doing loads of walking lately. Steps are good. Vitamins are good for like a good solid month now, every single day. So I'm trying to improve myself. Try not to eat shit, although I do, which is now going to stop. So all the little biscuits, the chocolate, the crisps that I hardly ever eat, but the choices are there at work. So, and the big meals as well, they're gone. So yeah, I'm buzzing for this one. Like, I am motivated. Like, I haven't been for a couple of years, and like 2 years ago when I lost 2 kilo in 6 months, and then yeah, so I'm at that level now. So I will keep going. I'll keep motivated, and I'll keep this going I see improvements every week and I feel better and I'm not hungry anymore, and I stop shitting 6 times a day. Which I'm happy about. I've only had 2 today, so yay. So tomorrow, maybe 1 only.
It takes time, doesn't it, as well, to get into... It's not a... You know, the choice is instant. The results in terms of cravings and things like that, they take, what, like 72 hours in terms of mindset changes? And
It differs from different people, I suppose, because like, I've had no cravings today at all. I've been offered food, chocolate, all that shit, biscuits. Don't want it. Don't need it. So for me, I'm fucking buzzing for this, and I'm gonna fucking smash it. And you'll see Skinny Mickey in a few episodes time. But you know, I just want to.
We're gonna stop filming. You'll stop filming for 2 years.
I need to, I need to make sure I'm alive longer. Anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, so,
and that was my sort of realization as well, was the fact that like this is your vessel, as it were, and
yeah,
how it performs is up to you. Like, and for me, it was just like being honest with myself that yes, I'm older, but just because I'm older doesn't mean I have to just let my body turn to shit. I can, you know, look after it, maintain it, and again, like yourself. The realization for me was the fact that I kid myself. I lie to myself to make myself feel better, like we all do, and say, yeah, it's not as bad. And I lie to myself and say, yeah, I'm not snacking as much, but really, I just don't look at what I'm eating. Or, you know, I say, this will be the last sort of takeaway I'm having for ages. And then someone will say, do you want to get this? And I'm like, yeah, go for it. So, fucking, it's those little things that get me, Like, and I think it's 9 times out of 10, I don't even need to eat because I'm not fucking hungry. I just do it because it's like something to do.
Mm.
So it's fucking stupid that I get to that point.
Yeah, if you're a busy person and obviously busy with work, busy out of work, you're having to find time to eat meals. But if, like you say, if you are bored and you're not as busy some days, those are the days that are going to be an issue, that are going to be a problem. When you could slip up, you could think, oh, I could just have that right now. Ah, fuck it, I'll carry on later. But yeah, you just have to have strong willpower, strong mentality, and you know, it is difficult. And we all do break sometimes, and we do crumble, but it's just how you get back on it. You say, okay, the next meal, I'm going to get back on it. Don't wait until tomorrow and eat every fucking thing you're not allowed in the rest of the day, which is really silly, because I used to do that. I used to fuck the day off, even in the morning. And then say, I'll start tomorrow again. Carry on tomorrow. No, carry on in 2 hours' time, Michael. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you make a decision, you make it. If it's in your head, don't downplay it. Just say, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it now. That's it.
Yeah.
And I think many people are in the boat. We are. I think blokes between our ages. So, you know, I think that's a good sort of demographic from my age to your age. Is the fact that, you know, you've got people my age becoming parents, sort of changing your lifestyle. You don't have the social life, the upkeep you used to have to being your age. And it differs everywhere.
It is, it is. Like you say, if you have a young family, there could be times when you don't have time to eat. So that will help you and benefit you. But then there could be times where you go around different people's houses. You go on, you go meet people with your young children. And you go to parties and barbecues and all this sort of stuff. And you will slip up, and it is difficult. And then you will be not forced, but, you know, encouraged. Or you just think,
I've seen you, though, at your... I mean, I've seen you at temptation when we've been out like at places and you've had food literally put in your face. And I remember being in a particular restaurant with you, and you were strong keto at that point, and you were just like, no, I'm having a drink, that's it, I'm good.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
That was fucking difficult. That was the first time when I lost 3 stone. Yeah, and I had a Diet Coke when everyone was eating pizza and pasta and creamy shit and all this stuff. Having cakes and puddings and ice cream. And I was like, no. And it was free as well. I could have got it for free. And I just didn't want it. I just had a Diet Coke and thought, oh my God. I sat in the car before we went in there and had some like bits of bacon I'd already cooked in the back of my car.
And the thing is, it's a void. It's a receptor that your body's ticking over anyway. So you know, your body's thinking about it, and your brain and the cogs are going, and you're saying, right, well, I'm hungry. Well, if you're hungry, don't hide from it. Acknowledge it. Ask yourself, how long ago did I eat? You know, okay, I ate an hour ago. I'm clearly not hungry. I'm just either bored, thirsty, or I just need to sort of get out of my own head for a minute and say, actually, do you know what? You're just craving because that's what you've always done. Because that's the thing. You have that habitual routine of your daily habits of when you would eat, when you would snack. For example, if you're a person that has dinner, you know what I mean, goes and does the dishwasher or washes up or does something after dinner and sits on the sofa for 4 hours, within that 4 hour time frame, you're probably more likely to consume more calories than you did for that entire meal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You allow yourself to do that.
Yeah, put a film on. Oh, I'll get some Pringles or whatever, popcorn, you know, get a takeaway, get some snacks, a bit of chocolate. Yeah, that just ruins all your dinner already. Like, why are you eating? You don't need to eat. Food is just fuel for your body to live and to work and function. But it's so difficult to get to that level, you know.
I know some people, and I've heard them say it to me, that, like, they can't watch a film without snacks. Like, they can't.
I get it.
Yeah. Like, and I thought, shit, that's quite... It's quite eye-opening,
sad as well, though.
But eye-opening, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're saying to yourself, you can't go an hour and a half, majority of the time, like, without food, without snacking, because you feel like you have to.
Exactly.
It's a big thing, right?
Yeah. Just have a coffee instead. Have a coffee. Mm. Coffee's good for you.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, myself and you, big flat white drinkers, I've gone back to espressos now. I have for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Like, the espressos for me are, obviously, it's a shorter drink, but I have a water, I have a glass of water and I have an espresso. So that might be quick, but the water will be slow. That helps a bit for me now, because obviously I'm not having the milky coffees anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that will be difficult for me, but I do have coconut milk, so it is less carbs than normal milk. But yeah, I do understand. I did have a flat coconut flat white at work today. But I probably won't have another one now till maybe Saturday. I'm going out with my son for his birthday. Just out for lunch, so I don't know where I'm going to go yet. I need to plan that. Plan that properly. So I might have a coffee then, but that'll probably be it for like a week, you know. So it's good. I mean, the odd one is fine. Because if I'm not eating all the food and that, it should be all right.
Do you drink it black? Coffee?
What, flat white?
Just general coffee. I mean, do you drink coffee black?
No, I have Splenda sweeteners, which I carry around with me because I'm fucking weird.
Yeah.
Splenda, yeah. Zero carbs per one. So the best ones, they are expensive, but, you know, they are the best ones. And I have lacto-free milk when I'm in the house, at home, etc. Because it's half the carbs of normal milk, tastes exactly the same, and half the calories as well. So, you know, I just have that, really.
Little changes then, baby steps, really. Not massive. I mean, for you, not massive
food,
changes. Just...
Food-wise, massive changes.
Mm.
Massive, because I'll be eating like sandwich meat a lot of the time and bacon or sausages. Obviously, I have to check with the carb content sausages because a lot of them are fucking poo, just breadcrumbs. But I have bratwurst tonight. Bung them in the air fryer. Yesterday, I went and bought loads of meat. I just bung it in the air fryer, cook a couple of days worth all at once. Fucking piece of piss, 15 minutes. Job done, mate.
When did you go to a butcher's or was it just...
No, just went Tesco. I bought bratwurst and Tesco. I don't go to butchers, no.
That's another point of getting old, isn't it? You have a butcher's. Most blokes have a butcher's that they go to. I've been to a butcher's a couple of times and bought random things, but I've never bought... Do you know, like, you see, like, them selling meat off the back of a lorry and stuff like that? Like, the meat wagon and stuff like that. I've never gone and got those deals. I should.
Where is the fucking closest butcher's? That's what I want to know, to where I live. They used to have one at Western Fable. It's not there now.
I think there's one on Wellingborough Road. There's the one that's been there for years, next door to the old barber's.
Yeah, but that's a pain to park, so I wouldn't go there. It's on Wellingborough Road.
I know on a Saturday morning.
Cuckoo. Yeah.
Wake up calls. I know on a Saturday morning near me, there is a meat wagon that parks in the car park. And I always think I should probably go and see what deals he's got. Because why not see what deals he's got? Like, but my thing is, I just don't know how fresh it stays. I have to have dates because my missus, if there's not a date on it, she'll throw it out.
She's been to work.
She's that, honestly, she's that person. Like, she will, honestly. I don't mind a day out of date. I'll eat it. Like, she will. It's 24 hours. She's been in it.
Yeah, us men don't care really. We just eat anything. But yeah, there is a butcher's at Billing. Well, they used to be. I think that got closed down because of dodgy dates and dodgy conditions for your food. I used to buy like 3-4 packs of meat for like a tenner. Fucking well good in there. The minted lamb. Oh my god. Minted lamb, like, steaks.
I could live off minted lamb steaks. That's it for me.
And they used to have, like, the Chinese chicken and the curried chicken and all the different colours, like the reds and the yellows and the oranges and the green lamb. And it's like, fucking hell.
Is the stuff that's on it, is that bad? Is that got stuff in it?
Don't know.
Minted lamb. I need to have a look at what minted lamb is. Because, honestly, I could live off that. Easy.
if it's minted already in the packaging, I have no idea how they make it. But I presume if you did it at home, you just cook lamb and like marinate it in like
mint sauce.
Yeah, or you probably get like a powdered rub, maybe seasoning.
Twinkle, twinkle. Yeah. I'm gonna have to look into that because I could live off meat. I could live off anyway, but I like to have vegetables to it.
Yeah, I'll still be having veg in my meals, like green veg, broccoli, cabbage, maybe. Oh. Depends if I can be bothered to buy it. No, it makes you fart like fuck. Brussels, yeah. When I take my food to work and I open the Tupperware, fucking stinks. It's like, it smells like a sweaty arsehole. And it's like, what the fuck?
I can't stand broccoli, cabbage for me.
I fucking love broccoli.
In fact, no, broccoli, cabbage. And I'll eat any vegetables but broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower.
No, I don't like cauliflower. I won't eat cauliflower. That's too much. It's the wrong colour and it's in carbs. So, no.
Is cauliflower in carbs? Is it really?
Yeah, it's got loads, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Squeaky beans or runner beans, they're quite good to have. But in moderation, I think for like two carbs, you get like four normal size broccoli florets, you know. So that's like two carbs. So for me, that's quite a lot to have.
See, I like things on its own, like chili. Do you like chili?
Mm-hmm.
Chili, surely you could eat that.
Chili as in the little chili vegetable or like chili con carne, you mean about?
Chili con carne, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, it depends how you make it. You could have the mince, yeah, you could have that. You couldn't have the rice, but you could have cauliflower rice, I suppose, as an option. Or just not have it at all.
I don't fall for any of that. Yeah, for me, it's kind of like, I love chili, but I won't eat the rice with it, just the chili on its own for me. Just like some people eat a tin of beans on its own.
If you made just the mince and the onions, maybe put some veg in it, and you made the sauce out of just like water and seasoning, maybe, because I'm sure you can make chili that way. You don't have to buy the tough stuff from Tesco, like the jars, and just bung it in. I'm sure you could probably make curries that way. So, I could have curries because my mum makes curries without the sauce. She makes it like from seasoning, and they're really nice with like just like chicken or beef, and then with veg. So I'll have that. Continue to have that. So that'll be all right.
Just like kebab meat, though. Kebab meat is not... I know it's up there on the naughty side, but it's not that bad.
What, doner?
Mm-hmm. Doner, chicken sheesh.
Chicken sheesh is just grilled chicken. Mm-hmm. Basically.
Chicken sheesh and salad is pretty... That's fine.
Do you know that one of the worst things to ever happen to people on keto is the deli counter in Tesco shut in last year?
Yeah,
I used to get the sausages all the time, the chicken, like chicken thighs, chicken drumsticks, whole chickens.
I don't know who. Now to get that.
I went to Sainsbury's today, didn't have any.
No, Morrison's. Yeah. Morrison's has a big hot counter.
Do they still do it?
If you go to the town one. So okay. It's on your way to work, because you can go that way on your way to work and just come out and pop back in.
Yeah, past hospital, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hot counter there, lunchtime. Brilliant. I only know that because of work, but yeah.
Do they not have them at, like, Kettering Road one anymore?
I'm thinking. I haven't been there in so long, so I want to say yeah, but I wouldn't know.
I might go check it out tomorrow, because that used to be so good. I'd go gym, come out of gym, go straight and get two sausages, get a coffee, go home. Job done for, like, half my day's food.
I can't do that now. I know that one in town because they still have the big salad bar that goes all the way across.
Okay.
Yeah, so they do have I know they have the hot counter because everybody goes there to work.
Oh, yeah, because if you go work in town, yeah. Okay, so yeah, that is a bit out of the way for me, but I will try Kettering Road. If not, I will go to that one and have a look, see what the options are.
Test it as a detour anyway. Just
that's what I mean, yeah. Because that will, if I can get hot food... Because half the problem is trying to fucking cook it. And if I can get it already cooked, fucking easy. Just pick it up. There you go. You know, I suppose it depends on the price nowadays because everything's going up. But
so, what are you like? What's an average day going to look like for you from now on?
What, food wise?
Yeah, like what are you planning to do?
It depends if I'm at work. If I'm at work, I probably won't take breakfast with me. I'll have probably just eat at lunch. So it'll be like maybe a meal that my mum's cooked or some meat that I've cooked and some veg, like probably frozen broccoli, just bung it in the microwave, cook it first. Something like that. Or if I'm at home and I'm on a late week, then I could possibly cook bacon and that in the morning, cook some eggs, and then just, it'd be basically meat and veg throughout the day. But with a lot of sandwich meat, I think, just to, there's no carbs in it, you know, and it'll fill me up and I won't get hungry. And it's quick and easy. Do I like fish?
Like tuna and things like that.
I do, but I don't like the smell. It fucking stinks. I hate opening jars of tuna. And then the juice goes everywhere and it's just like, bleh. I fucking hate that stuff.
It's like a night at La Brignite.
Yeah, no. Yeah, tuna and mayo. Yeah, that is nice. I do like that. And I've not had it, and it is basically no carbs as well. You're fucking disgusting. But you know, it is another option. Yeah, I could do that. But tuna's fucking well dear.
It is so expensive, right? I get tuna probably fortnightly. My missus, like, we do an online shop now. So, but that's so expensive. We shop around now weekly. We go from like Asda to Tesco to Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
Each week, one of them's cheaper.
Yeah.
Although we've become an Asda shopper because obviously it's close to us. But at the same time, you get so much back from them. Like the club card thing, the club card days, I think they're gone. I think that Tesco's club card deals, they're going surely.
I've seen some things. I was there this morning for work and there's you can buy something. Oh, if you ain't got a club card, it's like £6. If you got a club card, you can have it for £1.50 and it's like, oh my God. If you go shopping without a club card in Tesco, you're a twat.
There's no point, yeah. Honestly,
there is no point. You might as well go to like Lidl or Aldi or something. But Lidl and Aldi's good for meat, so I might have to pop down Lidl and get some sausages and like burgers and that, because their stuff's really good. Really good for carb
free. Have you got a Costco account?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Do you want my cards? You can go. You take my card.
Okay. Cheers.
They don't even look at it. Honestly, go and look at the meat at Costco. In fact, you'll just love Costco. Have you ever been?
No, I've heard. I used to go Booker's now and again. On occasion.
Different vibe.
How can you get a Costco account? Is it just...
Well, you can buy one now, but obviously it costs...
Did you used to have to have a business and that? Or...
Yeah, like, but then the thing is, it kind of falls from family to family to family's friend, family's friend's gardener, that sort of shit, you know. Anybody,
okay.
You can get one easy, but if you've got the card, it's exclusive, right? But
yeah,
I'll give you the card, you can go. Go and have a look. The meat there is... like top notch,
yeah, because you
love it.
You get big packs, don't you?
Yeah, so it's kind of like it's big packs, but it's good stuff, really good stuff.
No,
I'll tell you where there is. I know that this is going to sound so crazy and really expensive, but I'll tell you where the deli counter is mental, and I'm talking for meat and a lot, it's not that much pricier than supermarkets. Is the Beckworth Emporium.
Oh yeah,
they've got one there.
They
fully revamped that place. Have you been since it's been revamped?
My mum and dad went yesterday. They go every week.
It looks. You want to see the size of the deli counter there. It's like a big circle, and then it's got basically like meat, like pastries, cheeses. Massive. It's huge.
Okay, might have to pop down.
Go. Honestly, the deli counter there is huge, and they've got all the good stuff.
That's what I want. Wherever I will shop anywhere, just to get one.
That's close to you as well, isn't it? It's not half.
Yeah, not too bad. About ten minutes.
Yeah.
Down the back roads in the country. Yeah.
It's probably closer than town for you, actually.
I would say so. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you're going to buy nice sausages to cook and stuff, like you like all the German ones and all that, go there.
Yeah. I like German. German meat's really good.
Plus, they have a big frozen section there as well now. Go and have a look. It's good.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Ooh, it's posh there. The restaurant's well posh. It's nice. Yeah, you go there. Yeah, mate. We went there for my birthday.
Afternoon tea.
Nice. Oh, it's really nice. We love it there.
Yeah, it's good.
But yeah, it's well, that's the diet side of things then. I guess that's a good thing though, right? You know, new beginnings.
New beginnings. How we would deal with it. The struggles. Yeah, the struggles, everyday life of, it's not easy, oh yeah, I can go on a diet, but it's how can you sustain it? How can you stay on it? What food will you have to have? When can you cook the food? When you can have the food? What happens when you go out for lunch? Go up to the coffee shop.
What are you going to do in the evening?
Exactly. So I hope you listeners out there found that quite informative. So,
you got a right chat about that, right, Chin Wagabell?
Fucking yes.
Being fat bastards.
Yeah.
Feeling your age. I just don't want to, like, for me, I just want to, like, I'm growing on with grace. I don't care about losing my hair. I don't care about none of that. Like, when it goes. I'm not going to try and regain it. For me, I don't care about none of that stuff. Exactly. Oh, I don't, once it happens, I don't care about wrinkles. Yeah, I'm moisturizing. I have eye cream and all that sort of stuff. But I know eventually that's not going to stop time. So, but my body, I just don't want to feel like I'm putting strain on everything around me. Like, I know if I have the shits a few days in a row, I'm like, there's something wrong. You're putting something in your body that you shouldn't be putting in there.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, my chest hurts. I'm like, well, fucking hell, you're either lifting too much, you've strained yourself, or, you know, it's just fucking old. There's something wrong. But that's another thing for me, and obviously we've discussed this many times, is my medical hypochondria.
this Google kind of search.
It's reality for me, yeah. No, it's not even Google search anymore. It's talking myself into an illness that's not there.
Yeah.
Like I don't ignore things now, but I just say to myself, just wait before you start, you know. Let's see what happens in a few days' time. If it's still there, then we'll get it checked out. I'm more dental now. I'm having fucking dental checkups all the time. I had a fill-in.
You must be poor.
Fucking, mate.
They're fucking well, dear.
2023 is the year that fucking Niall went broke.
He's down there searching for his money. Like, people are searching for that fucking vessel in the sea at Titanic.
What do you think happened?
I think that four fucking rich bastard billionaires decided, oh, what could I spend my money on? Because I'm not a normal human. I have to thrill myself. Apparently, one of them has been to Everest, been in space, and now he wants to go underwater to the Titanic. And one of them took his 19-year-old son. Well done, you just fucking killed him. Because you want to be all fucking... They've got less than 24 hours.
It's less than that, it's 12 hours now.
Time of filming, yeah, about 12 hours. I said tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. they'll lose oxygen and they've still not found them. Although they have heard some taps coming from the sea, apparently on sonar or something.
It's 12,500 feet though. It's 12,500 feet below sea level.
Yeah, 2 miles, isn't it, to Titanic?
Nothing should be going at that depth. Nothing.
No.
If you look, it's nine Empire State Buildings on top of each other, that depth.
The sea scares me, man. The fact that someone wants to go... I'd love to... You know, don't get me wrong, I'd love to fucking go and see the Titanic, because I love Titanic. But I got...
In my head, I just think, leave it where it lies.
They reckon it's just going to rot anyway, don't they? So
it is rotting. It's falling apart.
Yeah, but yeah, it says the Titan submersible lost contact about 1 hour and 45 minutes after it began its dive to the Titanic's wreckage. So they didn't even get, fucking get there before they lost it. Yeah. The Titanic lies at a depth of 3,800 meters and it would have taken 2 hours for the sub to reach it. Now, the fact that it's being controlled by an Xbox fucking controller.
PlayStation.
And
by Logitech as well.
Not even the real version. I saw the bloke showing. I don't know who he was. The fucking bloke with grey hair.
It reminds me. Do you know when you? It just. Sorry, I've got to say it because it's on my tip of my tongue. It reminds me when you go to your mate's house to play FIFA and he gives you the third party controller.
Yeah. Oh, you can have that one with the little extra buttons. Just they'll flash and light up, but they don't feel right. Yeah, and it's very slow, and the buttons don't work properly, and it's they like, stick.
Why would you do it? Like.
Yeah, I saw the video. The bloke, the grey hair bloke, whoever this man is, I think it was his company, Ocean Gate, was it?
Ocean Gate, yeah.
Yeah, his company was showing us inside. They have a little section to poo, but it's got a little window they can see out of, and they have to pull the curtain when someone's having a toilet, and then they have to turn the music up so no one can hear it because it's only 9 foot tall, and it's very basically you can get five people sat in there, five or six people, and that's it. And to think that their equipment would actually work 2 miles under sea level just baffles me.
It looks like somebody put it together in a garage. It looks like a soapbox.
It does. I mean, I don't know. This Ocean Gate, is that a real company? I presume it is.
It's self-funded. It's a self-funded project. It's not.
Let's just say this Ocean Gate will now be bust, whether they fucking live and find them. Or they just can't find them. They find them like next month or whatever.
They said months before they were going to launch. They said this should not be happening. The weather's the sea's too rough. We shouldn't be doing it.
Well, it's not only that. It's the fact that they're going 2 miles underwater.
I know, but then do you think like they've honestly the person's made their money, right? He's took their money. It's kind of like a fairground ride, isn't it?
You know what I mean? Well, it's his company.
But imagine what they say to you. Go on.
Yeah, one of the people on board is his company. That's what I'm saying. That company is now bust and gone bankrupt and does no longer exist.
I mean, let's go more than that. The guy's dead. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
the guy's potentially.
Unless fucking Jesus comes out and goes for a swim, they're not going to be found. The sheer size of the ocean, and they've heard some bangs in it. How the fuck are they going to find that?
They could be miles away. They could be miles away from that site. The currents could have carried them absolutely miles. It's a small thing running on small propellers. Who knows what that current's like? 1,000 meters down or 2,000 meters down. That current could be wild underneath there.
Do you know what they could have done? They could have had a boat, yeah, up on sea level with... Can you get rope that's 2 miles long? I'm sure you probably can. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
How about it's like get, a fiver on that Temu website?
Yeah. And attach it to this little fucking vessel, send it down, attach to the boat that's on sea level. Any issues, they fucking know what's at the end of it. Who cares if someone sat up there on a boat, like, anchored up, I suppose, in the middle of the sea? If you can do that, I mean, I don't know if you can, but it seems something, like, logical that you could possibly do that. At least you'll know who's on the end.
You would have thought, do you know what? Let's attach something to this. Even if they don't make it all the way down, you could say, listen, I mean, how much do you want to get down?
Like, if I was going down to see Titanic, I'd want to see the fucking Titanic.
Yeah, you'd want to see it, right?
But yeah.
The thing is,
it's just laughable. Right? It's laughable
more than anything. It's kind of like, leave it alone. I get why people are obsessed with it. It's a big story. A lot of people lost their lives. Some people survived, but leave it where it lies. Just leave it.
And the fact
evidence, you know, it's there. I don't think they should be doing tourist trips to go and see it.
Well, they can't even remove it because it'll crumble. It's been there since 1912. Just leave it there.
Leave it where it lies. At the end of the day, it's actually, you know, it's a memorial site more than anything.
It is like a burial. It's a graveyard for the Titanic. And the fact that these people are going down there to see a graveyard and they're going to end up being part of that graveyard.
I know, yeah. That's it.
Do you know what I mean?
How much closer do you want to get? You got the VIP package, mate.
And they're fucking...
For 250 grand, you get the VIP package. You get to stay.
I mean, in theory, they know where the Titanic is. They should be able, someone rescuers should be able to just to go down there. It's clearly not there. Otherwise, they know where the Titanic is. They know within, like, I don't know how much radius around the Titanic to look, but it should be there somewhere.
But,
it's, you know, it's clearly disappeared. Like you said, it's gone off course. The tides, whatever. I mean, if it's only like 12 foot long or whatever, how good is that to compete with the currents of deep sea, deep
but this
ocean?
Is the thing, right? They lost power. They said they would have lost power after 12 hours, or something like that.
So I mean, how long they've been there? A couple of days, missing.
Three, four days. They could be literally frozen to death as well, because of that. You know, it's a metal shell. It's
pitch black. They normally send robots down to look at the Titanic, don't they? To get images.
Yeah. Why has there been no robot? I mean, I'm sure there has been robot footage, but I'm sure they sent a few robots down to look. But, you know, they've got to get it out there. The equipment, they're working with what they've got. Like, and the thing is, it's all because these people have got money. That's all it is.
And they're fucking bored and they can't be bothered to live a normal life and go Costa and get fucking flat white. No, they want to go see the dead bodies in fucking Titanic and now they're part of it. I mean, I hope they are found, but tomorrow morning, unless they have escaped somewhere and they are above sea level and they've got out and just haven't managed to contact anybody, which I'm sure is impossible, then they probably are dead. They are probably going to die, or if they haven't died already, which is very sad and very unfortunate. But hopefully it will be a lesson to people.
I mean,
that be humble.
And pressure as well. It's supposed to be like 3,500 tons of pressure. You know, basically fucking, and you're in a little metal can. So,
with a baby window. And a pipe.
There's just things that shouldn't be done.
It looks like someone's made it in a garage, and they thought, oh, we'll put that in the sea.
I get it. People,
it's laughable.
They want to do the impossible. They want the best hobbies. They want to go to space, and they want to.
That's fair enough.
They want to do all that sort of stuff, but and all because they just want their name to just be penciled in fucking the history books, you know. But isn't it funny though? All the milestones of life. If you want to climb Everest, it's minimum about £100,000 to probably do it through sponsorships and everything.
£100,000
to climb Everest.
What, to pay like the ground staff and the guides?
So everything.
And...
Yeah, the guides, the Sherpas, all that sort of stuff. It's a lot of money. Unless you've got a sponsorship or anything like that, it's a lot of money.
And you probably die as well. It's a good chance you might die.
I think out of anything I'd like to do, I'd probably like to do Everest.
I wouldn't do space. Fuck that.
You'd
probably blow up.
I've got no interest in space. Like, it frightens me.
I don't think it's real. The only reason I want to go to space is to prove that flat Earth is real, and that NASA is putting up these fucking fisheye pictures all this life. the only footage we ever get of the Earth from space is NASA. NASA is controlled by the government in America, which we all know is corrupt. Just look at Trump. Look at Biden. You know.
You've got all the other space stations, Russian space station.
Yeah, we don't see their footage.
But it's the thing, someone's got to leak some shit sometime. Do you know what I mean? All that sort of stuff.
And the fact you can't go to Antarctica because it's illegal for any people in the world unless it's a certain trip and it's been approved by certain people, certain officials in the world that people don't know about.
Again, expeditions, right?
Exactly. And you're only controlled in certain areas. I've seen so many videos of people find the ice wall or whatever, and then suddenly things happen in the sea and they come and charge you and all these sirens going off. It's like, what the fuck? What is there? Like, I do believe in flat Earth. 99%, I think. Too many things I've seen and watched and researched, you know.
Do you believe in all the Area 51 shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People see UFOs all the fucking time now. You can see it on fucking live on YouTube and the NASA fucking live stream of the moon.
I just want to know what's there. I don't care. I don't really care what's there. I'm nosy, so I want to know. But I just want to say, oh, that's what you keep in there, is it? Well, that's cool.
Exactly.
Did you hear about there was the underground? Did you hear about the deep underground of London?
The deep
about yeah, it's got a name, but apparently people will go in.
What, Neanderthal London?
Yeah, like below ground level.
Where weird people live.
No. So basically, they were saying that there's a guy on a podcast that basically they went subway level, below the subway level, through the telecoms level, below the telecoms level, there's another level. And then obviously, like, they got so far down, they reached a door, opened the door, there's a camera in there. Like, a camera, the light turned on and everything. And
what, facing them?
Yeah, literally, they opened the door, this camera span around, faced them. I love all that shit.
Wow.
Only because I'm nosy. Not because, I wouldn't even be bothered. I'd be like, oh, you do this down here, okay, cool. I just wanted to know, no one knows. See, you're going to tell me, no, I don't really care. I'm just nosy.
Yeah, I think that'd be well good. I think anything is possible in this world because we're even lied to by our local council. So who knows what strange and wonderful things happen in this world that we don't even know about, the species of animals. You know, like, we know more about space than our ocean on the Earth. That's impossible, really, don't you think? Like, we've only searched for 3% of the ocean.
That's
ridiculous.
I mean, that's the thing, right? We're talking about the current situations going on and all the technology we've got in the world and all the subs that we've got in the world and all that sort of stuff. But yet, nobody cruises down at that level. No one goes that far down.
Exactly. Why did that?
I think it just shouldn't be done. And this is the thing, right? I don't know. Do you not think that some people are so hell-bent on just moving faster? They just want to go faster. They want to get things over and done with. They want to bring out this phone, get rid of that, bring out the new one. Let's bring all this technology. Like, slow down a second. Open Blockbusters again. Let Friday nights be about family time. Put your phones away. Go buy a video. And sit down. Oh, God. Just this past 10 years, this past decade, and the future decade, go ahead, it's gonna spook the world when it comes to technology.
Well, yeah, look at it this way. We're closer to Christmas now than we were to the last Christmas. You know, we've got like 6 months and 3 days.
Time goes quick, doesn't it?
It's like, wow, and it's Christmas again. It's ridiculous how fast this year is going.
Slow down. Oh, I don't know. Like,
people are always at such a fast speed, aren't they? They always want everything now. They can't. I think that's why society and children are so fucking idiots. Such fucking idiots nowadays.
Nobody enjoys things anymore either.
They
Nobody
don't.
Enjoys things.
They've got an attention span of 10 seconds and then they're bored.
I think parents as well as children are just as much to blame because you get some parents that be like,
the shit.
You know, Christmas, we'll buy them all this stuff and we'll expect them just to piss off in a corner. You know,
keep them busy.
I bought you that, go away. You know, so and then kids don't want to spend time with their parents. Like, honestly, it'll break me when. You know, my daughter doesn't
want to
play or hang out.
I saw a meme yesterday that I thought, oh, wow. I don't know if I saved it. Basically, anyway, I haven't got it. There was a couple in bed, yeah? There's an old man turning away from his wife. He's on his phone. I did show it yesterday, yeah. And the woman's looking at him in the top bit. And then it shows a picture again at the bottom with a picture of his wife's face on his phone, and she's obviously passed on, and he's just there in a big bed on his own. And it's like something about, like, don't waste your life or whatever. Like,
stop going on your. Watch
your yeah. And it's like you'll miss it when she's gone or whatever. And I thought that really hit home. And I'm like, wow.
I think that about everything though. Everything. You'll miss everything when it's gone. People are in such a rush. Kids want to get older. They want to leave school. They want to. Do you know what I mean? People want to get their first job and they want to get a mortgage, and the younger kids want, you know, they want to go to the best cars. They want to skip the, you know, the first car stage. They want to go straight for the best, and they want all the best holiday. Like, just let time be. Like, you know, one thing you realize is in my age is my daughter's getting older, but yet my parents are getting older. So yes, she's growing up and I'm watching her grow up. And I'm loving every day of it. But then, you know, my parents getting older. For me, it just sends cogs turning. It's kind of just recycling, right? So I'm in the middle of that. I'm in that middle stage now where I'm getting older. And then my daughter will watch me get older. And some people can be so guilty of just not standing still and realizing this is the moment. This is it. People are always going, oh, I'm waiting for things to get better. They're not going to get better. You're in that moment. Enjoy it in that time.
Mm. It's good.
No, it's not.
It is, yeah.
Like, take me back, honestly, take me back to the early years of 2007 or something like that, when things were just a little bit simpler.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 2007. Yes. I was still at the sandwich factory.
Do you know what I mean, though? Just, you... Because in 10 years from now, we'll be thinking about now, thinking, God, I wish it was like when it was then.
You're like, oh, do you remember that podcast he used to do? Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Whatever happened to that? Where the fuck is Niall? You know, Niall's got a grey beard. I'm in a fucking care home. You know, someone's wiping my ass for me.
In 10 years, I fucking hope not.
Exactly, but you never know. Touch wood.
Do you think it's... What are you now? What are you, 44?
44 in September, yeah. 43 at the moment.
44. So you've got 20 years left of work.
No, so, I'm 68 at the least, I think. So
30 years left of work.
Yeah. No, 25
years left of work. Like, look, if you feel your body now, what's your body like going to be in 23 years?
Yeah, and I won't have any money to fucking retire because the pension probably won't even be there. But
I just, honestly, I think by the time then, I'll be happy just to live in a van. I love the thought of it, honestly.
Converting a van, driving around, getting your pension.
Honestly, that will be...
Stopping at lakes to have dinner. Yeah, and just honestly, chilling, opening the back doors, watching the sunset over some little lake. Oh, I've got friends that do that at the moment.
I don't know why, but part of me wants to do two things: either get a canal boat or fucking live in a van.
I wouldn't want to have a canal boat. A van, definitely. Yeah, converted van. Yeah,
that's my guilty thought in my head of when I get to a very certain age. And I think, well, I'm going to retire soon. And I've got this house and, you know, kids have grown up and moved out. You know, what should we do? We've got all this money tied up in this house. Let's fucking sell it and see what
life. Get an RV. Drive around.
Not even an RV, because you pay money for the package on that. Yeah. Like, if I want something, I'm going to buy something and make it my own. Everything I want in there. I don't want something thinking it's just prefabbed and made.
Yeah, but I did see a thing the other day on TikTok that's saying we think middle-aged people are 50. Well, they're not. The average person lives 70 to 80. So you're talking 35 to 40 is middle-aged. And like, wow, I'm well over that. That's fucking scary. You're coming up to middle-aged, Niall, in 4 years, mate. Don't you think that's scary? It's like, That's why I think you can live longer if you treat your body better, and we don't. And that's, I think sometimes people realize too late to improve. So
you can also live longer if you learn just to slow down a bit, enjoy what's around you at the moment. Stop looking for the bigger picture. Stop looking for better days to come, because they ain't going to come.
No.
But honestly, on that note, what a lovely podcast. Quite chilled.
I think it's very good, yes.
What a nice like podcast. That. Everybody, thank you for joining us today on another episode of Dads, Lads and Kebabs, or soon to be Dads, Lads and Carrot Sticks.
No, but carrots anyway. Got sugar in. Don't eat carrots. Broccoli.
Dads, Lads and Keto. But yeah, nice to speak. And
It's good, man. See you next week. Motherfucker.
The Dads, Lads and Kebabs podcast is available to listen and download on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podbean, and all other podcast platforms.